This is Fredericton, New Brunswick, and welcome to
the GCN Show!
Welcome to the GCN Show.
Coming up this week, is this one of the most stupidest things we have ever done? We're going to be discussing some of the many stupid things we have done in our cycling lives.
This week in the world of cycling, we learned that cycling helmets can be used to protect tennis players from being hit in the head, not by tennis balls, but by water bottles. Virtual reality riding is getting even more virtual, and even the pros are trying to figure out just how Pogačar is so fast he gradually runs away with the Giro lead.
Right, a change of subject now, Connor. And last week, you potentially did one of the most stupidest challenges any of us have ever done here at GCN. And that is saying something. Now, it wasn't one of our normal epic challenges. It was more of an eating battle. For those of you who did miss it, Connor attempted to eat 17,000 calories and then burn it off by riding 330 kilometres home. And what does 17,000 calories look like, I hear you ask? Well, just take a look at this.
I'm still scarred by it. I can't even look at it, man.
Does it make you feel a little bit sicky?
Still, nearly a week on now, I never want to see another hash brown in my life. It's just, I'm done with hash browns.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not sure why I thought it would be possible, but I have a strong stomach. I'm pretty still proud of my effort. Never again, though.
I have to say, it was a very impressive attempt. But surely that is one of the most stupidest things you have done.
Yeah, it's high up there. And I mean, anyone who wants to attempt this after watching me do it must be mad. It was pretty grim. I think I've decided to go vegetarian for the foreseeable future. I've never felt so bad in my life.
But you you did have Ollie there as well. Was that a good decision or a bad decision?
It was actually a good decision because I sat on his wheel for most of the way and For the actual eating, he was like the devil incarnate. Yeah. He just kept force-feeding me.
And I heard him tell you to go for a poo about 15 times.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't pretty. But I did, even though I knew like you can't out-train a bad diet. And doing that, I felt so bad. I couldn't actually burn off the calories in the time frame. I felt terrible all day on the bike. And I just felt terrible for a few days after. So it really just hit home how important diet is to me, even though I knew it.
Or just don't try and eat that much volume of food in one sitting.
Anyway, that one was self-inflicted stupidity, but sometimes as cyclists, we can find ourselves in situations of our own doing. I think Unbound, last me, was the perfect example of that, because I know how important it is to hydrate, obviously, but the heat, self-supported aspect, and the fact that I couldn't actually rectify an error added to being put in a situation where I was running through 40 degrees with no water and feeling like a bit of an idiot.
Yeah. You mean that race where you wore a bin bag?
Yeah, that one.
I think you've walked into too many doorframes here, Connor. It's starting to take its
toll. I do wonder that sometimes.
Connor, your list is pretty long. I'm not going to lie here. But there is a little bit of a common theme. Everything on a cheap bike at Tour de Stations with your saddle pointing up the whole time. Ouch. That time you rode 140 kilometres without eating to see what would happen. And that time you let a fox eat your microphone on Mount Olympus because you left all the food open.
It's all about the misadventures sometimes, though. I mean, yeah. It's a lot of fun looking back on it still.
Well, I'm not sure I can actually beat any of those. But I do have a few funny, embarrassing moments. I once lunged for the wrong finish line on the track.
How do you even do that? There's not sure there's one finish line.
Well, no, there's actually two. You have the pursuit line and you have the actual finish line for bunch races. And I spent a lot of my time doing individual pursuit and team pursuit. But then when I came to do a bunch race, I just automatically lunged for the wrong line.
Well, at least you didn't celebrate winning a lap early. As poor Alex Richardson.
That's true. Oh, it's not the first time and it's not the last time that's going to happen to someone, but it probably hurt inside, didn't it?
It's going to hurt, isn't it? It's going to hurt. But it happens. Happens to the best of us. Move on. That's what I say.
I think another one I've seen quite a few times is when, not me particularly, but when you've gone to sprint for the finish and you think you've won, you celebrate, but you've actually come second because there's someone very close to you.
Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? But
it does.
I empathise with it because on those finish lines at the moment, there's so many sponsors on the road. It must be
quite
hard.
Can't see the finish line.
It must be quite hard when you're in the adrenaline, you're tired, you're fatigued to actually know where the line is. But
another quite humbling thing that happened to me not that long ago, actually, and you were there, Connor, is we were out on a shoot and we came to a junction and I went to stop and my foot didn't come out the pedal and I just toppled over sideways. And after 10 plus years of riding, you think I'd have learnt by now, but clearly not. I feel like it does happen to everyone, though.
Especially when
you're starting out cycling, not 10 years in.
It still happens every now and again, though. Every point in your cycling journey, and it's just that slow horror of gradually going down and then realising there's nothing that's going to be done.
And then having your co-presenter just laugh at you on the floor.
I was really...
Connor,
was...
you literally stood there and laughed.
I didn't.
You did.
Savannah, you're right. Should I get you a cup of tea?
Come to think of it, I have actually done quite a few stupid things on my bike. But I was once in a bike crash and I came off. I hurt myself pretty bad, but I thought it would be a good idea to keep on going. And turns out I rode another 160 kilometres with a fractured pelvis. And you'd have thought I'd have learnt my lesson, but I actually did it another three different times. And
I
do have quite weak bones. But there's just something about being in that race environment and the adrenaline that you just carry on going.
That sounds horrific. Mm. And you're laughing at me for not drinking enough water.
Yeah, true. And there was that one time I went out, because I was so dedicated to being a great cyclist, I went out and I trained in the snow and I cried the whole session and then I got back and cried in the shower because I was so cold.
Well, this is taking a dark turn, man.
It has.
Should have built a snowman at the same time.
I didn't have time for that. I was a serious bike rider.
Anyway, we've had a few more sent in from our fellow GCN presenters. Alex actually sent in quite a few. So he reckons he's waxed his chain with wax made for leg wax. He thinks he's chipped a frame by dropping allen keys, brand new frame.
That's painful.
Chipped it with allen keys.
That'd hurt inside.
And he also reckons that he snapped a frame by testing it out, doing like kind of track start sprints, which I question.
I mean, how much power has he got in those legs?
I think he slips that in under the carpet there.
Yeah.
Because I don't
He's
believe
never mentioned
this.
That one before.
Yeah, so we need photographic evidence of this, Alex. Otherwise, it's not going on the list. But there's been plenty more from us on the channel. I mean, Cy for one. Speedos.
Oh, God.
Riding.
Don't.
Riding with 11 espressos.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, we all agreed to do as well. So we're kind of all lumped in on that.
You did that as well.
I did it too, yeah. So
that wasn't on your list, though.
It wasn't, but it probably needs to be added now.
Add that on as well. God, I'm going to need a book.
We were going to go into Hank's stupid things, but...
We haven't got time, because the list is...
It's a whole nother,
this long.
Whole nother show. Whole nother show. But I think the moral of the story is that it doesn't matter who you are, how often you've been cycling for, how long... You do make mistakes. It happens to all of us.
So are you saying your eating challenge was a mistake?
I don't think it was a mistake. I don't think it was a mistake. I wouldn't do it again. Considering that on the way home, we asked Ollie how much he'd have to be paid to do it. He said 20 grand.
Shut up.
20 grand. He knew what I was getting into.
I mean, I mean, for 20 grand, I'd give it my best shot.
Well, there you go. Let's just get a fundraiser going. And I walked into that like Bambi on ice.
You did. Fair play to you, Connor.
But good news is everyone, I've recovered. I'm feeling okay. I've been on a detox. I've been having salads, fruit, natural yoghurt. I'm starting to feel more like myself. Been for two runs, another bike ride. I'm back in the game. But let us know in the comment section down below what silly things you've done on your bike. If you're willing to share with us, let's have an amnesty. Let's get it all out in the open.
I can't wait to read these comments.
And we'll go through them. I look forward to that.
And now it's time for cycling shorts.
Right, time for the cycling shorties now. Man, I made me say that. Anyway, cycling shorts now. Check out this piece of absolute bike bling from Cornago. This is a one-off gold leaf design V4 RS that will be up for auction at Sotheby's soon. The last time a Cornago went up for sale at the auctioneers, it fetched £133,000. But it did feature a diamond on the top cap.
That is pretty bling. But this V4S was part of a collection that was released last year at the Giro d'Italia.
Yeah, so this is an absolutely stunning bike. And part of the design process to create it, the brand actually tests different paint schemes on physical frames. It feels this is the only way to kind of get the end result and know it's right.
Very cool.
So these frames, I'm going to try and say how can I put it? Prove colori.
Nailed it.
There we go. And they're often more unique because the end product, as you see on the bike, creates a pretty stunning design. But this one's left over because Cornago actually opted to use this design on their C68 bike, which left this as kind of like a a runoff, if you can call it that.
So I like it.
Be interesting to see what it goes for.
From gold design to gold medal winning athletes, a GB cyclist has just broken the squad's all-time squat record with a whopping effort of 250 kilograms. So Matt Rotherham is one of the GB tandem pilots on the Paralympic squad, and he found that all the gym work made him a lot stronger. So he's done a lot of work in the gym.
Quarter
and he's just
of a ton.
Yeah, he's just 250 kilograms.
That's nearly four of me. I mean, it's nearly as big as the... No, I won't say it. I won't say it. I was going to say
it. What were you going to say?
The day after the breakfast.
Connor, don't bring the tone down.
Yeah, no. Good news now, though, because Jonas Vingegaard is back out on the bike. His team shared photos of him out on the road, and he stated that he still hopes to be able to challenge at this year's tour. Great to see. Tour starts in over nearly 50 days' time
50
now.
50 days?
50 days.
How has that come round so soon?
Good luck, Jonas. Good to see you back riding.
Yeah, it is good to see him back. And what comeback that would be if he did manage to win after such adversity.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
Yeah, over to gravel racing now. And the Unbound have released the route for this year's edition. And this route heads north of Emporia. And again, after taking the south tracks last year and starting from the same town.
Yeah, some have called it the toughest course yet, actually.
Really?
So the marquee 200-mile event is now covering 11,000 feet of climbing. Organisers say the hardest section will be Divide Road at mile 45, which they say isn't in great shape, and Mother Nature will decide the conditions on the day.
Interesting.
Sounds ominous.
That does sound brutal.
Yeah, love it.
Now, there are a few changes to this year's race. There is now a dedicated finish chute in the main 200-mile event for added safety at the finish line. There will also be a larger gap between elite and amateur fields starting. Women start 5 minutes after the men, and the amateur fields start 25 minutes after the women. There will also be extended highlights provided by the race organisers on their YouTube channel, which will hopefully be out within the first 48 hours after the race finishes, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that. One person, though, who'll probably be unlikely to be found at Unbound this year is Novak Djokovic. But after recent photos, well, you never know. The world number one tennis player was seen turning up to practice for the Italian Open wearing a bike helmet. I'm not sure where his visor is, though. You know, he needs like an aero helmet.
I feel like we need to give him some advice on bike helmets.
But that would be good for the balls, you know, a visor, I think.
Yeah, true.
Out of the eyes.
Yeah, right. The helmet was due to the fact that a plastic bottle accidentally hit him on the head whilst he was leaving the court 24 hours earlier. Sadly, not for any cycling-related ambitions.
You never know. You never know.
You never know.
One thing, though, I imagine Djokovic would be pretty good in a bike race in the feed zone. Hands of a Jedi, I reckon, that man. Like, laser vision with the balls. It'd be like, boof, 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 boof. Bottle, bottle, bottle. He'd be like perfect domestique.
Yeah, he would be actually. Yeah.
He'd make the sound effects as well. Hands of a Jedi. Just like that.
Maybe we should get him on Zwift first and see how he gets on there before we chuck him into the peloton.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the virtual riding, it has potentially just got a whole lot more virtual. This is Saga's new exercise bike, which is currently in a crowdfunding phase. The bike is called the Hollow Bike, and it features a screen up front similar to a Peloton bike.
Yeah, so the difference here is that the screen has the ability to be a hologram, meaning you're kind of like immersed into the 3D environment as if you're on the road itself. Like those sort of 3D virtual reality gaming headsets. Have you seen those? But like you'll ride without the headset.
Yeah.
I've actually tried this on Call of Duty and I got so sick. I just couldn't do it. There was a giant octopus came at me.
Giant octopus.
And I was like,
I mean, hopefully that won't happen in the cycling world.
But anyway, it's interesting.
So it'd be like you're in a Peloton.
I think it's kind of not there yet, but it's going the way where you're literally in like a Peloton. Like,
oh,
imagine
that'd
being
be
in
too
Zwift.
Stressful for me. That would be too stressful.
And you look to the left and there's like a Tron bike. It'd be quite cool. I think it'd be quite cool. Interesting take, though. Let us know what you think in the comments below, as well as your opinion on all the stories we've mentioned today.
We've mentioned a lot of stories, actually, haven't we?
Yeah. The Giro is in full swing, of course, and if you want to get a bit more in the mood, don't forget to check out the shop over at shop.globalcyclingnetwork.com, because we've got a pretty cool new water bottle in there, so...
We have indeed. Check this out. I mean, we're all sporting a bit of pink today. And you and your pink hat.
Yeah, pink hat.
I've got my little pink.
Getting the summer vibe. It's been lovely weather around here as well.
Until today, now it's raining.
It's back raining. But the low of the weekend was pretty lush. It was pretty lush.
Lush. Something Welsh.
Yeah.
Lush.
But anyway, moving on. Ready, have got a new tie, haven't they?
They have, indeed. Yeah. And we have some facts about this new tyre?
Because they're already, this tyre has already notched up quite a lot of victories. So we've been out at the races this year and we've seen this kind of like a bit under wraps. Ooh. It's been used by Little Trek. It's already got 27 victories, if I'm right.
Yeah, yeah.
71 podiums.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty, some serious going, isn't it?
Pretty good track record already. So Pirelli say this is all due to a new compound which has been developed in the tyre. Pirelli calling this their Smart Evo 2 compound.
Mm. Can you guess what the improvement in rolling resistance is on this tyre?
I say 16%, Manon.
Oh. It is a 16% improvement from the P0 race tyre before, which is a lot.
That's their all-round race tyre. Which is pretty, it is a lot, isn't it?
It is.
And they also say it's lighter as well.
Mm, and it is made in Italy.
So I need to get my hands on these tyres.
And... well, if you want to get your hands on the tyres, maybe not you. We have got a little competition going that we'll leave a link in to the description. And so all you have to do is answer a very simple question. What is the rolling resistance improvement on the tyre?
So all we have to do is kind of just rewind the video.
T's and C's do apply. Entries close at 10 a.m. BST, Friday the 24th of March 2024. All winners will be announced in the GCN show from Tuesday the 28th of May 2024. For more info, please see gc.eu/terms.
GCN.eu. That's with GCN, man.
Sorry.
GCN.eu.
/terms.
Right, it's time for Hack /. Bodge of the week, bodge of the week.
I can't remember it.
That was it. That was the absolute
musical. No, what was
musical
that? What was I saying earlier?
Bodge
it up, don't
you know, bodge it up. You got to bodge it up, and don't you know. Do, do, do. Write it down, put it up for Christmas number one. Anyway.
If you have not seen Hack or Bodge before, it's the part of the show where you send in hacks or bodges and we vote them to be a hack or a bodge.
Yeah, I mean, is it absolute genius or is it a bit of a bodge? Let's
one way
find
to find out.
Yeah, so first up, this is from Andelli360.
And Al and Andelli360 has been on a bit of a cycling trip and they went riding up El Boya, 1,100 metres up. The front tyre, the front tubeless valve decided it wanted to leak air.
So annoying.
And there was only one way to deal with this. It was to put a jenny baby around the valve.
Now, I think this for me is a hack because when I first saw the photo of this, I didn't know what
it involves
was...
food.
Well, yeah, it's just, I don't know how, I kind of want to try it.
If it works, it works.
If I did this, because I don't have the magic touch, I'd put the jelly baby on the valve and the jelly baby would just fall
off.
Just
ended your mouth.
Yeah, just ended your mouth. Up it, two packets later, I've still got a puncture. So, I mean, fair effort.
No, I mean, if it works, it works. For me, that's a hack.
Yeah, that's 100% a hack for me.
Yeah.
One of the best hacks I've seen on the show, which is quite an accolade. Next up, though, this is from Ronan Kovacevic. The milk carton mud guard saw this uni student run home. He's been cutting half milk carton zip tied to his frame. I'm assuming it was meant to be a mud guard, but I'm not quite sure, honestly. This was in Canberra, Australia. So I've done this before.
You've put a milk carton saddle.
Yeah, so I think it's a good hack because basically most mud guards aren't long enough. So you can drill a little hole in the back of the mud guard, you kind of cut your milk carton in half, and then you whack that onto the back of your mud guard. So basically you have full coverage, so people riding behind you don't get any spray at all. So it's quite selfless, actually. So I do it with the kids when I've got a bike trailer on, so they don't get any spray at all.
That would be savage if you just left.
Well, yeah, I've done that before, and you finish a ride, and they're just there, like, shell-charging mud all over them. That was my bath time, right? But it works.
It works. Yeah, if it works. And... we're reusing.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically doing the job of like a kind of ass saver. I feel like with the way it's been put here, I just wonder if it's going to like sway too much.
Yeah, it might be the first prototype.
Yeah, but I think the thought is there. I think at the moment for me it's a bodge.
Oh, it's a hack for me.
I think it's a bodge for me, but at the moment a bit more development. If I see proof that stays still, then it's a bit of a hack. Also, I think I'd hit it with my legs. So. The thought is there.
We'll agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, okay. Right, this next one is an e-bike. So, seen at an e-bike show. And they wanted to know if it was a hack or a bodge. What's going on here, man?
I mean, I'm not much of an expert on things like this, but is that a drill?
Yes, drill. Which,
I don't really know what it's.
So this isn't. This isn't a new concept. There's actually kids' bikes which use those drill batteries as a sort of kind of like electric balance bike. Yeah.
Do kids need e-bikes?
Well, just, you know, razz around on some fun.
Fair.
I thought it might be fun for my son, but I decided against it because I'm just mad enough as it is.
Yeah, exactly. Don't need to add to it. Bike.
And then I saw the price of them as well. But I think this is. Is it a hack or is it a bodge?
I'm not sure about this one, so I'm going to say bodge.
I think it's a really cool idea, and I think I'm going to say bodge as well, because it's kind of, it seems like more work to make a bike like this than just putting pedals and normal bike, like gears on it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Why just ride a motorbike or a moped?
Well, I think I need a bit more evidence. Like if it's made an e-bike easier, and if it actually works well, then who
maybe.
Knows? I don't. But why does the drill bit need to be there?
I don't know.
It's a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Having a drill between your legs. Anyway, let us know what you think in the comment section down below, and see if you disagree with us. You're more than welcome to. Moving on, though.
Moving on.
Caption competition. So this is your chance to win the coveted GCN Camelback water bottle, which is there now. You can even, you know, I love the fact that you can stop the flow of the water. It's very useful if you're in mucky areas, avoiding any contamination.
Exactly.
In the hydration.
And last week we had this lovely picture of G and P, and we have a winner.
We do have a winner. I quite like this one, actually. I mean, this is very good. Alan Freeman, 7932. That will teach you not to leave a reg sock in your washing today. So, fair point, that is it. Good
water
one.
Water bottle is yours.
Water bottle is on its way to you. Get in touch in the comments and we will make sure that this finds its way to you.
Mm. And moving on to this week's picture, we have this.
Yes, this is Lawrence Piffy and his girlfriend at the finish of the Giro stage. He's absolutely flying as well for Lawrence. He's having a great season.
As well as being in caption.
As well as making caption, you know, yeah. Right up there on the CV. But what are we going with, Manon? What are we going to? What's our kind of take?
I don't know if I've got one. Have you got?
What is being said here? Pirelli's tyres are 16% faster.
Lawrence. That's quite a good one.
Go with that.
Fair. Yeah.
There we go.
Not bad
for us. And we're not the greatest at them, are we?
No, we're not.
You lot are much better. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Get thinking.
For a chance to win.
Yeah, you never know. Could be on its way to you. Time for comment of the week now, and starting off with last week's show, Hippie Lee had a cracker.
It did. Bob Marley's bike being recalled, brakes kept jamming. Jamming.
Do you know what Bob Marley's favourite sandwich is?
No.
With jamming.
Right,
so anyway, moving swiftly on under Strava. Who to follow on Strava, actually? Killian Kelly. He's commenting saying he's gutted not to make it onto the list.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Killian. I'm sorry, I should have actually included you.
You should.
Got some brilliant rows near Cork in the south of Ireland.
We had another comment. Yes, but before all of that, follow all the GCN folks on Strava.
Yeah, you know, yeah. David, please do.
Connor's starting running as well.
I started running, did my best 5K ever today.
Did.
Into it. So I am Connor, Dunne.
What does that mean?
On Strava, that's my name.
Oh.
I've known you 5 years, man.
It was like a...
Right then, I tried to burn off the world's biggest breakfast. There was a lot of comments under this video. Thank you everyone for watching. Thanks for your comments. It was mad old day. How P88 said £50 for 15 portions for everything is actually very reasonable.
When you think about the amount of, if you had a big party or a big family to feed, get that out.
It's not that bad. It did film. It fed our cameramen, so I obviously didn't finish it. So cameramen, Ollie got a bit of a feed. We had a few guests there, so they were tucked in as well. So,
lovely. David Washbrook said, I love that Connor left his helmet on safety first. I did notice that. Helmet on for the whole thing.
There's a lot of comments about this. I left the helmet on for the picture, for our kind of picture, the thumbnail picture. I just forgot to take it off.
If you take it off, you probably would have been able to eat more, like fit more in.
Yeah.
Restricting you.
Yeah. Jesus Pasquale Camino said, Ollie's manacle laughter all through the video is terrifying.
It is.
It is, quite frankly. It is.
Moving on to my zone two video. My 6 weeks is finally up. And if you haven't seen that video, make sure to go and watch it because you do see if I got fitter from it. And we have a comment from David Stanley. I joined you from week one. It has been a great experience. As a six-year-old cyclist of 40 years, Adrian has taught me that training must change as my age has. I get more out of lower intensity than I did when I was younger. Recovery time is crucial as I age. Here I am, 7 week result. Starting FTP was 195 watts. Ending FTP was 226.
That's really good.
7 weeks. Yeah. That is cracking. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big difference. Nice work. Keep it up as well. Yeah. And Fartsman 10284, brilliant name, love it. The Lloyds are getting back into shape. Managed to join Dan's journey and train together.
Yeah, we could. Could have gone in a few rides.
A few runs, yeah.
Maybe.
You're both flying it, both flying it. Flying the flag.
Yeah.
But pretty much that is all we have time for the GCN show. We've got a few cracking videos coming up on the channel.
We have
first,
indeed.
Before we leave you, so.
On Thursday, we have How Do I Adjust My Bike to Fit Me? And on Friday, I went to see a female gynecologist to learn all about female saddle health issues, which should be a very interesting one.
Yeah, definitely. And on Saturday, so there's a show running in the UK. It's kind of like a rerun called Gladiators, which is really popular kind of back in the 90s. It's got a rerun resurgence and it's got absolutely mental. One of the gladiators is called Giant, and he is a giant of a man. He's about my height. He's twice my weight. He's absolutely massive. Si's gone for a bike ride with him. He's going to take you on a bike ride.
That's going to be interesting.
Giant versus Si. So I'm looking forward to seeing this one, actually.
And on Sunday, we've got TT Bike versus Recumbent. And guess who's back on the Recumbent?
Hank. He loves a Recumbent.
You can't keep away.
I've seen this Recumbent, actually. It's proper cool. Hank's been getting the practice in. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he loves it. Right, that is about all we have time for. Before you leave us, though, don't forget to head over to shop.globalcyclingnetwork.com. Check out some of the Italian-inspired shirts, merchandise that we've got going on. Pink hats.
Pink bottles. Got it all there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're loving it.
Well, thanks for watching. And Connor, we survived a GCN show.